This is Digital Dave. We are joined with Matt Rui.
And that's right. Speaking Bosey. Of listening, yeah.
Bose.
No, Bose.
And we're here to talk about Bose headsets, which set the standard so many years ago for noise cancelers, and probably still are, as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, probably 25 years ago, and people were coming here, Bose had a tent out in the fly market, actually, is where we started. And now we're right up close to Boeing Square.
Wait a minute. 25 years ago, you guys introduced this stuff?
It was actually a little longer than that, I think.
I remember doing one of the first demos where they put you in a room that had the sound pressure level of being in the cockpit, and then they turned that on, and it was like, wow.
Yes, yeah. We had a big trailer. We had big trailers, and the first couple of years, we had a small tent. We had, before Sloshkosh, there was a couple of years there where we had a lot of rain and mud, and they would put crates down to keep people from having to stand in the mud in front of the booth. And that, of course, we've come a long way since then.
Yeah, your budget's gotten a little bigger.
We've gotten a lot more well-known, and we've got better technology than ever, that's for sure.
So you got a new headset. Why is this one better than the other one?
Well, I tell you, the Headset 10 and the A20, the two headsets that preceded this, really well known, really well loved. But as you know, technology doesn't stand still. So, you know, the A20 was on the market for about 12 years. And so now the new A30, we just launched it a few months ago, fully digital headset, much more comfortable. We lowered the clamping force by almost, over 20% for sure. And so we've made huge improvements in comfort without losing any of the performance of the A20, which is really critical for pilots. People have told us that. They really wanted more comfort, not necessarily a lot more attenuation, because you still need to hear what you need to hear, but they really wanted a more comfortable headset to wear. And we think we did it. We did a good job implementing some new technology and getting that technology to help us buy comfort.
Okay. I've used the A20s on occasion with a friend of mine, and I never really thought they were that uncomfortable. I always liked it. They're great.
You know, we hear that a lot. We hear that, well, people are saying that now, even well, my A20s, they're really pretty comfortable. But it is truly amazing when you put an A30 on and you fly with it for, you know, an hour or so, and you put the A20 back on, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. You don't realize the difference until you try it.
Yeah.
So, integrated battery, rechargeable, Bluetooth, you know, serves me breakfast. Let's talk features here.
Yeah, well, a lot of the stuff that everybody's become familiar with, you know, we certainly have Bluetooth versions of that set and non-Bluetooth versions, so your choice, whichever you really prefer. We have aircraft-powered versions. We have battery-powered versions. We have different microphone types. That's the one thing, you know, most of us in general aviation are very familiar with, the good old dual plugs and the battery-powered ANR. But we have lots of customers in the military, for example, C-17s, C-130s, the P-8s, essentially the Navy plane. Those are using Bose headsets, and some of those, you know, binaural, that's stereo or monaural, and some use aircraft power, some don't, and some use specialty microphones even. So we have, the hidden secret here, probably 47 different SKUs of the A30. Now, most of us in general aviation, it's one of two SKUs you want. You want aircraft powered, the good old Limo, for most of our Cirrus aircraft or the newer aircraft, or maybe your home built has that built in, or your dual plug. And then a few helicopter folks with the UN-74. So most of us know only a few versions, but the reality is the headset's modular, and you can plug and unplug different things in the headset very easily, switch the cables left and right, and that gives flexibility for those of us who are flying multiple planes as well. Similar features to what A20 had, but now it doesn't require any tools. So those down cables can be removed just by unlatching two little, I call them wings, that kind of unlatch. Really easy to do, really fast to do, really convenient.
And this stuff is bulletproof too, right? Because we all know that pilots never make mistakes.
Well, you know, bulletproof in a lot of different ways, but one thing that I love too is that it's robust. You know, when we talk about bulletproof, we talk about being able to survive all
dropped,
of the different
kicked,
places that
bounced
we put
down
these
the
things.
Steps.
Exactly.
Left out in the rain.
Oh, hopefully not.
Yeah, people, you know, it happens. You know, you slam a door on it or it falls off the wing. You know, stuff like that happens. And so we designed the headset to be to work through those situations as much as possible. So we have drop tests that we go through from 3 feet. Pretty amazing in terms of how it has to
move
through that.
You were destroying equipment and you didn't call us?
Yes, exactly. We are speaking with Matt Rui of Bose about the new A30 headset. Wow. Everybody wants noise cancelers. I don't even think anybody flies with old-fashioned sets anymore.
It's interesting. 20 years ago when I started coming to the show, a lot of people, first-timers with ANR, they would walk up. You could see it in their faces. I loved it. You turn that switch on, and you could see their eyes light up and their mouths drop.
I always described
it. Hard to find those people now.
I always described it, and this dates me, as the cone of silence from the old Get Smart TV show. Because as soon as you turn it on, the whole world just disappears. Just whoop.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
That is a wonderful thing. Now, do you get a lot of customers from the Warbird community? You're talking about loud aircraft there.
We do. You know, it's if you see Fifi fly, you know, they're all wearing their Bose headsets. We see a lot of the Warbird folks now wearing helmet systems as well. We don't have as many inserts for helmet systems. Those are done typically by third parties. But you do see from time to time the Warbird folks who have built out a helmet with integrated Bose ear cups have taken apart and put in there.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. What's this thing going for? I hate to ask this question.
we're at $12.99 essentially right now for the Bluetooth versions of the headset.
Okay, so $13. That's pretty good.
You wish. Well, you know, the thing being is with the experience that I have from using Bose products, both aviation and civilian, it's got to be impressive.
That was part of the design criteria.
Yeah.
Must be impressive.
Says it on the box, impressive.
For us, it needed to be impressive in a lot of different markets, too, because you talk about Warbirds, which is an incredibly noisy. These aircraft are so noisy, the radial engines. But we put in 3 modes of active noise reduction now with A30. So we have a high mode, which is perfect for most of us in GA in the Warbird environment. You would never have it in anything other than the high mode of operation. But we have a medium mode, which is great for airline pilots. A lot of airline folks would say, your headset's overkill. I don't want it that quiet. I still need to hear some of the things I need to hear in the aircraft. So that medium mode takes that low frequency edge off, makes it perfect for a lot of airline environments. And then we have a low mode, which is actually a mode for interpersonal communication. So I see us sitting here with one ear cup off, mm-hmm. right? Our low mode essentially allows for one ear, if you want it to, with tap control, to put that into a talk-through mode. So you can actually hear people talking to you through
that
ear cup.
So you have an extra ambient mic.
Exactly.
Nice.
And so we have a couple modes that really open up the headset's use case to many different segments of the market that love it even more.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. They thought of everything.
You know, and I'll bet you one of the best tests that has been done with them is in the cockpit of a B-25. They are notoriously loud. You can tell who was the pilot and co-pilot by which ear they're deaf in.
That's true. A lot of people who have lost hearing from that era have one ear worse than the other. And it's something that's quite amazing when they look at that hearing loss level. It's absolutely the case.
Yeah, well, they didn't think about that a whole lot, I guess.
No, they had a job to get done.
Right, right. They probably didn't even have padded headsets.
Now, where are you guys on site here?
Yeah, I call it the main drag. It's just about 100 yards down from the Boeing Square, the Boeing Circle there. And it's a big Bose tent between the two rows of hangars, so it's hard to miss us. We're right on that main drag.
Okay.
And, of course, EAA radio personnel get a special discount.
That's right.
You come
we
by.
Get to pay twice the price.
Yep.
Well, stop by and see what it is.
And, of course, you can also go onto the website, which is
Bose.com, absolutely. Or you can go to BoseAviation.com. But both of those places, you'll get right to what you need to know and learn about the new A30.
Okay. Well, what's in the future? What's going to come down
the
pipeline with the, let's say, the A40?
I love this question. There's so many cool things that Bose is working on. One of the things that I see more and more in the market is this integration and deeper integration with the avionics panel to the pilot themselves. And this includes things like sensor technology, so you can actually sense your blood oxygenation or your awareness or wake state.
Through the headphones.
Yeah, you know, there's companies out here now that are doing it. You know, if you walk around the facilities here, you'll see some sensors that are coming on market. And we all have to wear headsets all the time when we're flying. That's a perfect place to sense your physiology. That could be blood oxygenation. It could be heart rate. Things that could be really important for your general health over time. And so I see that happening more often, and I actually see it coming in more integrated to the avionics panel. So connecting the pilot to the airplane through the headset,
right.
I think it's something to look out for in the future.
We're talking two-way communication. You're actually, the headset's talking back to the airplane.
Yeah, it is. And it's giving information about you
and
the situation to the aircraft.
Well, coming to a headset near you.
Near you, yeah. And not to mention the fact that in the future, it's very possible we could have voice-controlled avionics as well.
Oh, boy. Google.
We are seeing some of that already today. We're seeing some of it through Garmin and through some other companies who actually are using voice controls to do some more basic things. But I agree. I think some of that connection between the headset and the airplane, natural connection, what you can dream of today, think of reality maybe in 5 to 10 or 20 years.
Or we'll maybe see. Less. All right, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Matt Rui from Bose. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.